K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this late afternoon, almost late afternoon, Monday edition of this podcast. The 25th of August, 2025. First time on this podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. K-State, State of K-State Athletics, whatever that is. Volleyball gets officially started this week. Football back to Manhattan or other sports here. We got it all covered here for you on this latest podcast. Again, make sure you do, if this is your very first time listening to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, wherever it's to your favorite K-State podcast. Fall sports is in full swing here. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast. We'll have a weekend preview. We will have a weekend preview, obviously, but volleyball two match preview coming out. I'll record that on Wednesday or Tuesday because I got a busy front end of the month. But anyways, yes, so we did get a report. We did get something out of the press conference there, and this is going to be, concerning Dylan Edwards, obviously, who left the game after the first attempt at a fair catch of the season, obviously, and we all know how that turned out there, and probably one of the bigger reasons why K-State lost the ball game in Dublin over Iowa State over the weekend, the very first game of the college football 2025 season, the first game for K-State on the slate, and rolled an ankle in it, and a report saying, a.k.a. Kellis Robinette, Wichita Eagle, that head coach Chris Kleiman said of the football team said reports, x-rays came back negative. So that is good news. Good news, K-State Nation. So Dylan Edwards, he obviously didn't return in the game, so he thought it would be serious. Coach Kleiman did say that reports, x-rays came back negative, and we don't have a clue when he's going back. Will he be ready for North Dakota? I have no clue. And yeah, North Dakota is sorry anyway, so hey, I just tell you what it is, but it'll be interesting to see if the coach will let him on the field, because you got other players, right, and this team has, everybody noted, this team needs to get better, obviously, and North Dakota's not the biggest game in the world anyway, so this team, for the next, couple of weeks, they need to get their act together here. North Dakota, I may be meaning to say this on this podcast. I said North Dakota State a while back. I gotta apologize about that. Even in who also said that was Alex Gold on the Midday Show, 96.5 The Fan. He said that, and he corrected himself. So I'm correcting myself. I know I said that a while back. North Dakota State. We don't play North Dakota State. We play sorry ass North Dakota. So there's that. So I don't know if they're going to put him on the field. Maybe likewise, get everybody else, get their act together after this loss over the weekend to Iowa State there. So yeah, that's the big news story coming out of the press conference from head coach Chris Kleiman of the football team. Dylan Edwards, the injury there that he suffered on the very first special teams of the season, first punt from Iowa State. And again, still, if he catches that ball, he ain't getting there. He ain't getting hurt. He's not getting hurt in that. In case that they obviously, we have expressed really since Dylan Edwards returned to campus in Manhattan, you need to get the ball to Dylan Edwards, obviously. And of course, Avery Johnson did not have his services out there on the field. So that is going to be very interesting coming forward with this team here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in the house for this football edition of the podcast here, folks. As Dylan Edwards, x-rays came back negative, and now it's the question mark is, where do you go from here, right? With the injury, anyways, can you get him back? obviously, I say, I'm not the coach of the football team. I say, he's getting right, because, and obviously there, apparently, and this is so the new age, current age of social media, right? Edwards getting hate DMs, whatnot, not being on the field. Look, man, that's gone way too far. And obviously, apparently a lot of people did. Now I don't know who they are, and maybe it's not my place to say anything, but I am anyways, because this is why I don't get in any other of this foolishness. That's what I'm gonna call it, because I know I've seen it firsthand this year. Not to that degree, but maybe several people in this Kansas City space. I'm gonna say, man, yeah, yipping yapping about me for whatever reason that is. And I cannot wait till next Monday. Let's just put it that way, because I've had that date circled for months. I'll get into it in the EG3 podcast. So that's like, y'all probably like, what? What is he talking about? But yeah, not to the extent of Dylan Edwards, but we've seen Avery Johnson's gotten it. If they don't play well, y'all be going on to social media, DMing these guys, and spilling out your guts. I don't think y'all won't be saying this in the face of these players. So it might not be my cup of tea, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Yeah, y'all gotta stop this foolishness. I'm gonna call it foolishness because it can't happen. And like Florida State a year ago, when they got upset by Georgia Tech, that's the spiral. Now Florida State was like 2-10. That sorry ass team. There. Look, y'all can believe me, y'all can't, but I don't do that stuff. That's just not my type. That's not my type of personality. Going on some of my DMs and yip yapping and cussing them out and all this other stuff. Y'all won't be saying it in people's face. Y'all won't be doing that. So it's a bunch of foolishness. And again, I know we've been very hard on this KC team overall for good reason. Yeah, they lost the game. But we don't need to be going that far. DMing people individually and then just saying whatever the hell we want to say and not reap the punishment. That's not what we want to say, but reap the consequences. Yeah, that's a better word. The consequences of that as well. This is so new generation, the current generation here. We want to be sitting in our own comfort, wherever that is, car, home, library, out there waiting for cross country practice on the phone and doing what the hell, saying whatever I want to say about these players. It's not right. And if I was one of these players, I'd be shutting my Twitter down, because it's no place for it. No place for it whatsoever. I did come across two articles about that. Like, dude, he didn't play. I know he fumbled the football and turned the ball over, but he barely played. He stepped on the field with one play. That play was one of the more difference-making shit in the ball game. So it's just not cool whatsoever. And yeah, y'all can believe, y'all can't, but this is reality of what we're living in here. People want to say, whether guys, gals, adults, teenagers, whatever, or other, even your own classmates in here bashing your own team. So this is not a good look. And yeah, again, going back to the whole Avery's dad situation, it's not my place, but again, it obviously came to not just me, everybody else's contention there, because Fitz tweeted it out. That was the first one I saw. I think it was on late Saturday afternoon, or not even an hour after the game. Some timeline like that. So, but man, there's some foolishness going on after football game, and we just can't have that. We just can't have that, obviously. So, yeah. That's why I say, look, like, all of us need to get right at some shape or fashion. All of us need to get right. This K-State football team definitely needs to get right. Get some things addressed. Use this North Dakota game, whatever it is. And, of course, the Army game, again, that one is a tricky game because, obviously, Iowa State is running the ball all over K-State in that fourth quarter in that game also. And that is why they lost, too. Can't make plays. You got to make the plays. So, but the biggest news story coming out of today from that press conference after week zero, or I hate that, but week one, Coach Kleiman saying that Dylan Edwards' x-rays came back negative. At least that is the best sign that we can hang our hat on. And now we can, once we get through this Monday, officially turn our attention to North Dakota. Like I said, they're not a very good team whatsoever. So now it's about correcting mistakes, getting yourself right, because obviously we all can sit here and assume Arizona, UCF ain't that good. But again, any given Big 12 week, anything can happen. It's a perfect example of what we witnessed last weekend there, as, you know, K-State could not come up with the plays, could not make the big plays down the stretch. Iowa State did, and that was the difference of that ball game. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just to record Kansas State content. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDIE Podcast. For more bonus coverage, we will have something for you. Well, a continuation of this debrief from this opening week loss with myself and Alex Aiden this week. And of course, tell fellow K-Stater about the podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Cats.